world, but you alone, O Lord, our God and King, should we bow before. Though we be thrown into the furnace of fire, metaphorically or literally, you are the only one we should bow before. I pray, Lord God, that we would do that, though. That in our exalted position, as your stewards over all the universe, that we would bow for no man, but that we would intentionally, regularly, faithfully, humbly bow before you, our God and our King. That we would not try and pick and choose your commands that we will obey, but rather we would faithfully, honestly serve you, whatever you ask of us. I ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Go ahead and grab your Bibles. We're going to be in the book of Matthew chapter 22 today and for the next couple of weeks, actually. As you're turning there, I thought the last verse of that last song was incredibly apropos. We will overcome by the word of our testimony. And so we have Erica Kramer, who is coming forward to share with you a little bit of her testimony today. So would you please give her your ear, but more importantly, give her your heart and listen as friends.
Hello. Some of you know me. I'm Erica Kramer. I've lived in Cuba for 7 years now, and I'm pretty nervous. I think the last time I spoke in front of this many people was probably my kindergarten graduation when I told everybody what I wanted to be when I grew up. I accepted Jesus. I'm going to sit down because my legs are shaking. That's how nervous I am. I accepted Jesus in August, I think it was, and I was baptized in January, and he has done amazing things in my life ever since then. A couple examples, what I really wanted to tell you guys. I'm going to try and do this without crying because it's that monumental for me. a few months ago, now I'm a single mom, three kids, you know, I was struggling pretty financially, and I had some money coming in from the VA, but it was supposed to be a couple months out, and the day that my bank account was supposed to go into the negative, I got that money almost 2 months early. And I was praying to God, you know, for some kind of break, for something to give. And you don't get money early from the government, ever. So that is my first story. But the second one is, it's even bigger. A couple weeks ago, I was at my wit's end. I was on my knees. And I was praying for God to give me a break. I work several part-time jobs, and I was just, I was tired. It wasn't 2 days later that I got a call for a life-changing job interview. And 2 days ago, I got the call that I got that job.
Amen.
and I just... The moments those two things happen, like, I just knew. Like, you know, it wasn't luck or it wasn't any, it was God. Because I've just, ever since I've given myself to him fully and completely. And there were days where I wondered, like, what's going on? Like, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, whatever. I'm losing my words because my life is on his timing. And walking through this life with him, even if I have to wait for what it is I'm asking, it's so worth it. And I wanted to come up here today because I feel like, you know, we listen to Pastor John and Pastor Meg, but it is so different when it's the person sitting next to you in the pew. You know, if you are questioning whether to give yourself to God, stop questioning and just do it, because